Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you about the AEW original who says he won't be renewing his contract.
Dave Meltzer confirms Cody versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
A top wrestler's NXT 2.0 contract is due to expire soon.
And a former WWE champion is heading to New Japan. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
And Joey Janela may not be sticking around in All Elite Wrestling once his contract expires. So we've spoken about Joey a fair bit over the past few months. He has claimed in the past, he told Fightful, that his contract was due to expire in May, saying that he enjoyed working with the company and Tony Khan and would be happy to stick around. He'd also told Robbie Fox of Barstool Sports that his contract was up sometime in spring. This was before the Fightful comments. Mm-hmm. And that he, quote, really had to step it up if he wanted to stick around. Well, now he's done an interview with Denise Salcedo in which he has said that he will not be re-signing with AEW when that contract comes up in May. May, of course, comes from the Fightful comments. Now, the interview isn't actually out yet. It's due for release later today on Denise's official YouTube channel. But Denise did share that snippet on Twitter yesterday. Mm-hmm. That claim he's going to unpack Joey's why he's leaving, his decision, all of that stuff. So there'll be more information coming out on it later in the day. But yeah, I mean, Joey's a day one AEW guy, literally. He was at the press conference in January 2019. Yeah. He was unveiled alongside Penelope Ford, who was his partner in real life at that stage. And he's been with the company ever since. Now, over the past like 10 months or so, he's wrestled almost entirely exclusively on Dark and Elevation. What am I talking about? He hasn't appeared on Dynamite since May 2021. Mm. So he's been on Dark and Elevation. He's done his program with Sonny Kiss, long-running program on YouTube there. He's done some stuff with Kayla Rossi, who's been seconding him for the vast majority of his matches during this period. But Joey's also stayed immensely active on the indies as well.
Yes.
Obviously, he's a very important player for GCW, but he's wrestling all over the place. He had an acclaimed match with Nick Wayne, the 16-year-old, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Not all that long ago. So he's all over the place doing big things on the indie circuit. I think of all the wrestlers who could possibly leave AEW this year once their contract expires, and remember, there's a huge difference between this and releasing someone, firing them before the end of their terms. Of all the people that could possibly drift out of AEW, I don't think Joey's going to be particularly harmed because he's always going to hoover up loads of indie bookings.
Yes.
So, while you don't want to see anyone losing work, of course, it sounds like his decision. He's happy with it and he's going to do just fine.
Yeah, no great surprise this, to be perfectly honest. Like you say, as a man who just watches Rampage and Dynamite, I haven't seen a lot of Joey Janela, but I've heard mention of him doing feuds on Dark and stuff and storylines on Dark and Dark Elevation, as you mentioned there. And like you say, in terms of people who we were looking at whose contract may have been expiring this year, again, very different from being fired due to budget cuts. Considering the amount of times we sit here and say, oh, is AEW's roster's a bit bloated? You'd think that it's probably the case that we're going to see a few more people.
Yeah,
not necessarily, being gotten rid of, but kind of making the realisation that they're not going to be making it on TV anytime soon and that they need to go and plough other furrows. Like you say, he's got a load of stuff elsewhere. He's got, obviously, the shows that he runs. He's got endless indie bookings.
Joey's not going to struggle. No. He's going to do just fine. And the discourse on this kind of stuff is really going to suck because you'll get the bad faith actors going, oh, they're releasing it. There's a huge difference between a contract expiring and somebody making a decision and them going, hey, you've got 2 years left, but guess what? Even though we made $1 billion this year, you are fired.
Yeah.
Big difference. I think that everyone realises that who's analysing these things in good faith.
Yeah, but I think the writing's on the wall for a few people who have not been on telly for a long while, because
Kenny Omega, I would say. It's joking, obviously.
It's just, you know, it's getting so crowded. It already was from almost day one with AEW, but the more and more they add your Punks, your Danielsons, your Coles, Keith Lees, etc. Like, if you've not been wrestling on telly for nearly a year and you want to go and explore opportunities, they ain't going to stand in your way, and it's probably the best thing for everyone, if I'm honest.
Yeah, for sure. There'll be a lot of people who will end up wrestling more if they end up falling out of AEW. Mm. Yeah, like we say, you don't want to see anyone losing work, but there will be more departures of this nature throughout the year, and we will analyse them as they come.
Mm-hmm. And we'll not speculate on who's that's going to be, because that's dumb.
Yeah, CM Punk, probably. What's he done since he came in?
Yeah, exactly. Underutilised. Right. I know what you thought. You woke up today and thought, oh, I really hope there's some Cody news. It's been at least 12 hours since I heard anything about that. Well, Dave Meltzer has provided yet another update on Wrestling Observer Radio, effectively confirming that we are still getting Cody versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Sort of rubber stamping it now. He's been going back and forth, as everyone has, really, speculating on it. Maybe he's going to be at Raw this week. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's going to be at WrestleMania. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's going to sign with WWE. Maybe he's not. But by the sounds of things, he's nailing his colours to the mast now, saying on Wrestling Observer Radio, he's coming. I mean, that's it. He's coming. He's wrestling Seth at WrestleMania, unless something changes. And I don't expect. I sure watch this Raw like that, not thinking anything's changing. Obviously, we talked about yesterday. Even more hints on Monday Night Raw of Cody's arrival, nightmares, dashed hopes, etc.
Dreams.
Et dreams, obviously. Yeah. And he continues, I'm not going to read the whole quote here, I'm going to try and summarise, because Dave has a tendency to ramble sometimes.
You know.
He basically speculated as to whether they may well do the sort of Hardys at WrestleMania 33 thing of just having him be a big surprise on the night, a surprise that everyone kind of expects, but a surprise nonetheless, in terms of maybe Seth Rollins coming out and being like, I ain't leaving, until I get an opponent, and then, yeah. Well, those Buccaneers, or whatever.
Or, the other one.
Well, there goes Cody Rhodes. Big part of the show now, he says, Seth Rollins, WrestleMania. It's going to happen, Andy.
I feel like the direction they seem to now be heading in, I think, is the CM Punk First Dance deal, where they all but guarantee the guy's going to show up with these little hints going, your opponent will be dashing, or whatever. Your opponent's name is made of stardust. That'd be a little bit too obvious, but I think they're going to do something like that where you're all but guaranteed it's him without actually saying, which is a good form of marketing.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good form of marketing, and it's a balance between straight up announcing him and not announcing him. So, yeah, I mean, look, Cody is not even on TV at the moment, and yet he is still more relevant than 99% of people in wrestling because because this story keeps going all over the place and evolving, and it's really quite masterful manipulation of the press by him. It's a fun ride. I love the chaos.
Exactly. I'm still going to sit here next week on Monday and go, maybe he'll do some sort of mad, oh, how am I going to get to WrestleMania? Please, I'll face anyone. There's boatloads of people back there that they could probably face at WrestleMania, but they're all in Andre probably, if they're lucky. And then maybe he gets interrupted by Cody or attacked by Cody. I didn't realise, by the way, I saw a thing yesterday afternoon of before the main event, just a load of production staff walking around ringside, everyone going, oh my God, which one's Cody? Which one's Cody? Like, it's just going to be like this for the next 2 weeks, basically.
And I'm no doubt tomorrow we'll be coming on the news and going, the deal's off!
Yeah.
That's just how it goes.
Hit another snag!
That's just how it goes. Candice LeRae, her WWE contract is expiring soon. This is a new report here, Fightful Select, talking about the situation a little bit more. Should probably look at my notes. but yes, obviously, Candice has been off TV since
Lazy.
August. Yeah.
What's she been doing, Andy?
Well, having a baby.
That explains it, yeah.
Her and husband, Johnny Gargano, announced in August that they were expecting their first child. Their daughter, Quill, was then born in February.
So lovely photos online. Sorry to get soppy, but...
I don't even like kids, but, you know, kids are objectively good in the world.
Yeah.
So there you go. We need them.
Medically.
Yeah. In order to survive as a species, we need them. Joking aside,
yes.
Candice's contract is due to expire sometime this spring. Now, it's yet to be renewed, and there's no indication that talks have taken place. But she also, it doesn't look like her contract has been frozen either, which is a good thing.
Mm.
Now, Fightful sources notes that they're not sure whether or not WWE would actually go, hey, maternity leave, frozen.
That counts as an injury.
Yeah, like they've done with so many injuries over the time. But people don't expect Candice to return in time for the contract expiring. That's not to say, however, that they won't eventually renew. It's noted here that Gargano and LeRae are both on good terms with WWE. We've spoken about that with Johnny, who left WWE in December.
That's what he wants you to think.
Yeah, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, and that the company would likely welcome both of them back. Of course they would. They're both great. They're both great. So there you go. Candice potentially becoming a free agent. As with Johnny, I don't necessarily think that this means she's gone from the company forever. I think that there's still a very good chance that Johnny Gargano just comes back to WWE in like June or something when he's ready, when he's adjusted to life as a father. Candice, yeah, sure. I mean, she's very talented. She will not be short of offers when she's good and ready to come back to pro wrestling.
Yeah, first of all, let's normalise dads having time off when they have children.
Yes.
Because I get it. They didn't have the child, but nice thing, innit?
Yeah.
But if I was WWE, I would move heaven and earth to keep Candice LeRae. I think she's sensational. Phil Chambers was the one who first introduced me to Candice LeRae and banged on about how great she was. And he's not wrong. She's sensational. Should she come back to NXT 2.0? No. They should move her onto the main roster because she's mint and she should win world titles. She should already have been women's champion in NXT.
She should have.
But I'm fine if you just hoy her onto the main roster because, yeah, we talk about how it's become a little bit stale, I think it's fair to say. You've got the big world title for matches for WrestleMania, and don't get me wrong, they are two of the biggest matches you could book, and you still have the likes of, you know, Alexa Bliss when they finally bloody do something with her as a proper wrestler. We've got the returns of Asuka, Bayley, you've got Sasha Banks just knocking about doing tag stuff with Naomi at the moment, but Candice LeRae would unquestionably be a hell of an addition to the women's roster, an incredibly strong women's roster, but can always get better, in my opinion, and yeah, WWE should try and keep her, and I get the feeling that whatever she does or whatever Johnny does, whatever the Garganos do, they'll do together. They'll either stay or go, in my opinion, which just doesn't give you any analysis. They'll either stay or go, Andy.
Yeah, that's it.
that's the analysis you're getting from me.
It's simple.
They either will or they won't, but I hope she does stick around in WWE because she's a hell of a talent.
She's tremendous.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, let's finally talk about a former WWE champion heading to New Japan, Andy Murray. And that is the former Carrion, better known now, of course, and prior to being called Carrion, as Killer Cross. He's heading off to New Japan Pro Wrestling. Well, I should say New Japan Pro Wrestling's United States offshoot, Strong, next month for a match with Minoru Suzuki. Oh, cool. So you want to die? They had a video posted on Twitter yesterday promoting the event, the Lone Star Shootout in Dallas, Texas, on the 1st of April. April Fools! Yeah. You're an April Fool if you think getting in a ring with Minoru Suzuki's a good idea.
Yeah,
very intense 2-minute video on Twitter of him beating the crap out of people in a gym, basically.
With his nice new hair?
And yeah, he's got hair now, yeah. And calling out Minoru Suzuki. They're going to beat the crap out of each other, Andy.
It's not a wise career choice, is it? Calling out Minoru Suzuki, as large as Killer Cross is. I thought the video was a little cheesy in a number of different ways. But
God damn it, Cross. You're crossing the line. I get results. That's why I don't know why I thought of that when I was watching it. Listen, Chief, I'm a loose cannon, but I get results. Get me Suzuki.
Detective Killer Cross. But best of luck to him. Obviously, his main roster run was a bag of rubbish, which wasn't his fault.
Oh, yeah.
They dressed him up like a knockoff Demolition member,
yes.
or Quang, or whatever we're calling him. He's also working Control Your Narrative the night before this, so it's an interesting array of WrestleMania weekend shows for Killer Cross. But yeah, best of luck to him.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see what happens next for him. He is a hell of a presence, without question, and intrigued, like you say. It was like NXT, they did everything, and then they moved on the main roster and went, wear this and get beaten by Jeff Hardy in 2 minutes.
You're into bondage now. Yeah. That's your gimmick.
And, you know, the whole Scarlett stuff. I'm intrigued to see what he and Scarlett, what companies do with Killer Cross next.
Yes.
And let us know your thoughts on what's going to happen with him and Suzuki in the comment section. And we'll move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. First question today comes from Eddie Zam Harry, who says, hey, guys, with Wardlow. Sorry, his name just winds me up. He's an ungrateful bastard that he is. Sorry. With Wardlow set to challenge Scorpio Sky, legend, he's only got one TNT championship now, like that guy, for the TNT championship tomorrow. Well, tonight? What day is it? Yeah, tonight.
Yeah.
Do you think Wardlow will lose due to MJF, happy belated birthday, mate, screwing him over, or Wardlow winning the title to set up not only a normal feud, but one for the title? Yeah, how do you see the TNT Championship match going tonight, Andy?
I think that a lot of people are going to go for the obvious screwjob finish with MJF screwing him out of it, and that does make a lot of sense. But I still think that the more interesting option is Wardlow winning the belt. I like Scorpio Sky. I don't necessarily think he needs to hold the belt for an extended period of time. I think that Wardlow has immense upside, more upside than most people in the company, in fact. I think he's on kind of like an early career Batista kind of run at the moment, and it's very exciting. I love the idea of Wardlow winning without an appearance from MJF, because MJF is going to try and screw him when he gets the belt by going, you're my employee, give me the title. And then Wardlow's going to say no, and MJF is going to be in the mud.
Yeah, there's so many different permutations. Like, okay, you could do the screw job, like you're saying, Scorpio Sky returns. You could have Wardlow wins and just is TNT champion. Or that alternative there where he's like, well, I own you, which means I own the belt, so give me the belt. Do you know what I think, Andy? Screw him! Screw the prick! You ungrateful bastard, Wardlow. I'm joking, he's a very handsome bastard. But he is a bastard because he screwed over my best friend, Maxwell Jacob.
Imagine if you took a transcript of our news video today and took it literally. You'd think we're calling for CM Punk and Kenny Omega to get released, and you're calling Wardlow the nicest guy of all time a bastard. It's great stuff.
It's weird. Max didn't reply to my text about his birthday. He must have been busy. Jake gives us our second question of the day, saying, with Jade Cargill running through almost the entire women's roster, could you see them having Jade lose to a debuting wrestler as a way to immediately propel them? Someone on the level of a Toni Storm or a Tegan Knox?
Interesting. Very interesting indeed. I think if it is a debuting wrestler, it has to be someone of that caliber, for sure. And both those, Toni Storm and Tegan Knox, are. She's gone back to Nixon Newell, hasn't she? Of course.
Yes.
Excellent pro wrestlers, for sure. It's always an effective way to. I like kind of shocks like that when someone just turns up immediately and wins the big one.
And it sort of protects Jade a little bit if she does an open challenge. It's like, oh, I wasn't really ready for you, but.
It does, it does. So I think that's a good idea. But I also think it's a good idea to maybe build someone long term to take the belt away from her. I think Jade's title reign should go on for a while. It's popping numbers. She's coming across like a star. I don't care if she can't do 7 different variations of a butterfly suplex. She's a star. She draws. She gets good quarter hours every single time. You have time to build someone long term in the background. Like, Red Velvet is someone who she has immense chemistry with.
Yes.
They've had like really fun matches across the board. So maybe someone like that. But yeah, those are your two options. Personally, I would go for the long-term build.
Yeah, personally, I'd go for the surprise. So there you go. Take your pick. It's a great question, though, Jake.
Flip a coin.
And let us know your thoughts in the comments, who you think should be the first person to defeat Jade Cargill. And final question today, you're going to need to get a prop for this, comes from His Lordship Dan Zimmerman, who says, good morning, King of the Mic.
Oh, no.
Oh! And King of the Can.
I'm King of... Huh?
Go on, do the thing.
No.
Speaking of which, I forgot to mention it earlier. I wrote it down in my notes and I forgot to mention it. Oh, Phil's not going to be happy about
that. Sorry, Phil.
But we have got our own beer, Clickbait Thumbnail, from the brilliant guys at Top Rope Brewing. Top Rope Brewing is the place that you need to head if you want to order it, along with a whole selection of other delicious beers, UK and Europe mainly, probably. I'm not sure exactly the developments with this. We'll stick a link in the description below, though. You know our relationship with Top Rope Brewing. They make delicious beers and great cans to shout into as well. But we've got our own beer that pairs with Goldberg versus the Flippin' Fiend. It's called Clickbait Thumbnail. It's a YPA. I don't know what I can do to sell this to you more. Top Rope Brewing, we'll stick the link in the
description.
And
it's got like 20 yellow arrows across it as well. And yes. Everybody knows that when you put a yellow arrow on something, it adds to the intrigue.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Right, so His Lordship Dan Zimmerman writes, could you see a possible spot for Big E as a manager if his in-ring career is indeed cut short? Fingers crossed that he makes a full recovery. Yes, Dan. Please don't let this actually come to fruition. But my word, are we wishing E well in his recovery? All of us here at What Culture.
Yeah, for sure. Just reiterate those comments from the past few days. Hope he comes back swinging from this neck break. I think he'd be pretty good as a manager. Yeah, he's very charismatic, loads of personality, fills every screen he's on. I think it would be a good role, but I don't want to even consider it at the moment.
No, exactly. I think he would be sensational at whatever he chooses to do, because he's just instantly talented up everything. But he's the loveliest guy, so I want him to just achieve his dreams, and that is put more world titles on him.
Yeah.
And actually, give him a belt and have him beat everybody.
Yeah, actually try this time. It's like that world title reign was crap, and it wasn't his fault at all.
I always say this when someone gets injured. This is a particularly, worst version of it all. But I really hope this is a moment for WWE that they recognise, look at the outpouring of support, look at what he's done, and really think, we put the title on him, but we didn't really invest him, and then we just sort of went, give it Brock Lesnar.
It was doomed from the start. When you do that Money in the Bank cash in with a baby face, and it's like a cowardly move after a match, it's like, that's a massive red flag that this is going to be a bad title reign straight away. And then they booked him like the third or fourth most important guy on the show. It just sucked. And such a talented, nice guy. They really dropped the ball with him. Contrarians will sit there and go, oh, it didn't draw. Yeah, that's their fault for the way they booked him. Like, come on. But yes, all the best to Big E as he recovers.
Fingers crossed for you, pal. Let's move on to today's and finally. Normally, these are quite lighthearted. This one made me feel a bit sad, but he's got a point behind it. Kevin Nash tweeted just a few hours ago, you never realise how much you love someone until you can't, with a lovely picture of him and Scott Hall. I just wanted to use this as a moment to say, look, those people in your life that are your friends or your family that maybe you just haven't reached out to in a while, just do it today. Whether it's calling them, texting them, whatever it may be, just send that message, because honestly, for some people, you will not know what a difference that makes for them.
Yeah, absolutely. A lovely message here from Kevin Nash. Nice and succinct. Bret Hart had a particularly touching one as well overnight that I'll throw up on the website later on. But yeah, what a horrible, horrible week this has been. Obviously, the passing of Scott Hall. It's
awful.
It's so sad, man.
But yeah, just a reminder there to tell the people that you love them whilst you still can. Yeah. But our thoughts go out to Scott Hall's friends, family, and particularly the likes of Kevin Nash, who must be really going through it at the moment. Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. We'll be reviewing NXT and looking ahead to AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for harpsichord.
It also stands for, hey, check out the brilliant video that Adam Nicholas made yesterday for MJF's birthday, celebrating the best feud AEW's ever done in CM Punk versus MJF at It's Adam Nicholas. You can find me on there at Adam Wilborn as well. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.